Hello and welcome once again to another edition of Ask Mike. And for that, we need a mic and we have one. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Nick, how are you?
I'm all right. You know, we're recording this at the end of summer, but all seems to be well. You know,
yes, indeed.
The economy's trashed, but we're going to fix that, aren't we?
Well, that's our job as entrepreneurs.
Exactly. Okay, so good set of questions. I didn't think about this when I mentioned the recession, but it's uniquely appropriate. Question we've got here is, I've just been made redundant. Mm-hmm. Should I start a business?
If you've been made redundant, I mean, this is hard work for anybody in terms of on a personal level. So do make sure you take a bit of a break and sort of draw a line under what you've done. Then the next thing to do while you're sort of hopefully sitting on a beach thinking about what you do next is really thinking about yourself and your brand. What it is you actually do, what you're good at. If you've been working in a government department for several years or whatever, you know, what are you an expert in? And then a lot of people always think, well, what should I do? And I say, well, there's lots of options you can think about. But a good place to start is, who do I know?
Right.
Because the people you met when you were in your previous job always get in touch with them, the ones you liked, who liked you, saying, do you need any part-time work or whatever? And then you think, well, who do I like to hang out with in a completely different place, in an area that I might want to start a business? Because it's a great opportunity for people to start something completely different, something that's more around their interests rather than what they had to do for a living.
Right. And that's very much about who you are. I mean, there's a kind of person who says, I want to do the same thing, this is what I love doing, and those connections are going to be useful. Or you reach a stage in your life where you're thinking, oh, that was hard, it's time to go to the country and open a shop or something.
The first thing you do is you go down to the pub with your beer mat, to use our model, and the first question you always ask is what. So you make a list of the whats that are to do with your old work. You know, what did I used to do?
What have I got? What can I offer?
And just make a list. Then what am I interested in? It could be reading, it could be pets, it could be whatever. So you always ask the what question first. And then you look at the beer mat in the morning when you're sober and you cross off the ones you think, how much have I had to drink? Anyway, so you then got a list of things that are related to what you used to do, and then things you could do in the future that you're interested, you're passionate about especially. Then the next question is not how do I do it? And a lot of people make that mistake. They go into who. Who do I know who might be interested in working with me, might be interested in buying from me? Who is the second question? Then the third question is then when. It's about timing. When might they want some products or services? Then finally, you look at how. So you always ask the question who. That's where having a good network. In fact, going through your old address books, getting onto LinkedIn and places like that, finding people who you know. And also, you can just ask them, saying, look, you know, I've just been made redundant. I'm thinking of doing something else. What do you think I should do? Because mentors are great. We always talk about mentors, but customer mentors are even better, on the basis of somebody said, well, if you did such and such and such, I might have some business for you.
And we've said this a thousand times, but it still comes as such a surprise to people. Most people are really glad to offer a bit of assistance.
It's in people's nature, I think. Because again, when you make your list of who should I go and have a chat with, you always have people you like. People are willing to have a coffee or a beer with you. Because the older you get, the more you realize, I think, that it's not what you know, it's who you know. I mean, I'm nearly 60 now, and it's really about my network now. I mean, I know a bunch of stuff, but it's who I know who has the specialist knowledge. So, for example, if people said, what about podcasts, Mike? I can probably do 15 minutes on podcasts. And I said, well, have a chat with Nick Solfeld. Now, not the only person who does it, I'm sure, but it's somebody I know and trust, and I know what they're like. And I'd say to them, look, you know, buy him a coffee, and I'm sure he'll give you some advice. And then at some stage, you can come to some commercial arrangement.
What about the people who say, but I'm shy. I don't fit the model of the entrepreneur?
Well, it's always good to work with somebody else. If you're a shy person, get an extrovert person, a bit like me or you, to do the selling for you. So you work with teams. So being a shy person is good, because shy is somebody that delivers things and gets on and gets stuff done and is a good project manager. Whereas extrovert or talkative or somebody like me is somebody who's going to go and talk to customers and hopefully charm money out of them. So think team. A lot of people, when they're made redundant, form a business with their wife, husband, spouse, whatever. And that can work very well if one of you is an introvert and one of you is an extrovert. If you're both introverts, then you'll always be designing a better system and not talking to customers. And if you're both extroverts, you're always talking to people
and never getting the job done.
So you need one of each. So think complementary teams. That's the key thing.
And if you are going to set up by yourself, I mean, at least have supportive people around you who can give you the advice. Because not everyone's going to set up with a team straight away, are they?
No, absolutely. And you can get virtual help much, much easier than you used to be. There's always people in your local area or within your network that are good at getting stuff done or connecting with people. people. Mm. A lot of people work virtually now via the internet, and that makes life a lot easier for people beginning to start up businesses. But the key thing as well is you don't have to formally start a business. You know, think up your company name, get registered, form a bank account. The first thing you're going to be doing as quickly as possible is asking people for money. Once they've given you some money, then you can worry about all of the setting up the business and setting up your accounts. Get the money first, because all the regulations say you've got a period of time after you start trading before you have to actually start doing all the sensible stuff like accounts and company formations. And always think services rather than products first. And anything that's more of a flexible service approach. So, I mean, you mentioned, you know, you'd love to open a shop. Well, one day maybe. I mean, that's quite a big investment. You might get it wrong. Yeah. It's if you're going to be selling services or delivering food to people or cooking at people's parties rather than starting a restaurant, anything like that you can get off the ground with quickly is always useful.
Because you only have to shell out on the raw materials once somebody's already said, I'm going to buy one.
That's right. And you ideally you'll say to people, look, give me a 50% deposit and pay me the other half when I've delivered what it is I'm going to deliver. So upfront money is good.
Is it a truly awful time to start a business in this miserable economy? And, you know, should I just forget about it?
Well, no. Everybody who's an optimistic entrepreneur like me says that a recession is a great time to start a business because apart from anything else, things and people are cheap. So rents are cheaper. You know, people are keener to work for you. If you have a bit of cash, I mean, if you've got a redundancy check, for example, you've got a bit of a buffer, it is a great time to start a business because you have resources. Because a lot of people have struggled through the recession, got themselves into debt and have problems that way. But if you've got a bit of cash in your pocket and you can spend a bit on marketing or whatever you want to spend it on, then actually a recession is a great time to start a business, I think.
Actually, a lot of entrepreneurs have families and kids to worry about and all that sort of thing. How do you handle that? Should you talk to your other half? Should you?
Absolutely. I mean, get as much support as you can from your family. It is a tough time being made redundant. I mean, very few people are not affected by it emotionally.
Yeah, yeah.
So the family is vital. And of course, it's very different. You're at home a lot more than you used to be.
That's awful for your other half.
Well, it can be. You know, they're not used to having you there. So it is a difficult time. Get the best advice you can. And if necessary, talk to counselors and coaches and people like that who are very good at getting you into a positive frame of mind.
In fact, let's be honest. I've been made redundant twice in my life. Yeah. How many times have you been made redundant?
Oh, several times, yes.
There you go.
Or let go quietly.
Yeah, exactly.
Or let go noisily in certain cases.
and both of us have managed to carve out a crust and start again and all the rest of it. I mean, it's not the end of the world.
It really comes down to your state of mind and your optimism, because 6 months after being made redundant or a company going broke or whatever, the ideal thing is you say, well, in retrospect, that was the best thing that happened to me. I was able to make a new start and try something different rather than still blame yourself or blame other people. You always have to move on, but then life is like that.
Excellent. So there it is. Go on holiday, stop and think about it for a bit. Get an expert in, surround yourself with friends and people who are smarter than you are, and who, not how.
Absolutely right.
Brilliant stuff, Mike. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Nick.